Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance Network. I'm here at the Libertarian National Convention in D.C. with Gabriel Shipton, the brother of Julian Assange. Good to meet you.
Good to meet you too, Derek.
I just heard you give a really passionate speech downstairs, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we did just have an update this week with Julian's situation. Could you share a little bit about that? How it, you know, what's the next step, and what was the result?
So the next step is Julian's lawyers, I think, have until today to get back to the judges with their schedule. And then the judges will choose a date for this appeal hearing that the judges essentially gave leave for Julian to appeal. I think what's incredibly interesting about this decision is that there was two assurances that the US had given the UK courts. One was related to the death penalty, and the other was related to freedom of expression rights or First Amendment rights if Julian was extradited here. Now, the assurance given on the First Amendment rights the judges found was not adequate, and so this really sets up a hearing that is all going to be about freedom of expression in the United Kingdom and about how the US DOJ is using its espionage laws to reach into the United Kingdom and suppress freedom of expression there. So the judges, I think, for the first time really expressed acknowledge the gravity of their decision, not just for Julian, but for how it's going to affect everybody in the United Kingdom.
And, I mean, obviously taking the death penalty, or at least the guarantee right now, or the promise that the death penalty is not on the table, is a big step as well, right? What's the level of trust like from the family, from the team, as far as, you know, can we trust the U.S.'s word?
I mean, it's always going to be, you know, I'm surprised that they actually put in such a weak assurance, you know, because usually they do a bait and switch, right? Like they'll say whatever they can to get him here, and then once he's here, they just, all bets are off. They've done that in the past many, many times with people who have been extradited from Spain during the war on terror. They did it actually on a regular basis. They would make these assurances in the UK to get people over, and then they'd be in ADX Florence, Colorado, even though they'd said, oh, we're not going to put them there. So these assurances can't be trusted at all, and I'd imagine if Julian is brought here that there will be further charges, further indictments to come out.
You mentioned downstairs, you are his brother, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned like the you and your father and like his wife, so he has some contact with the outside world. Just in general for, you know, people at home, like with everything going on, with you guys keeping him informed of the situation, I mean, what are his spirits like? Obviously, he's been through hell, so, you know, he's been through a lot, but is he generally speaking kind of holding on to some hope here? Does he have any hope in the
future? Yeah, I think obviously he's pleased that they've got this appeal and that he's not getting extradited. Yeah, so that was a real fear for us. There was US reports of US marshals actually being in the courtroom, ready to go if the decision had come down. So he's relieved that he's not on a plane, you know, on the way to the Eastern District of Virginia. I think hope's a funny thing. I think it's like a bit of a passive word, you know, and I think, but I think, you know, we're always reporting about all the people that we meet, some of his old friends, all the people that are out there that are taking actions, doing things. And I think, yeah, that gives him some faith that he will get out of it.
That he has not been forgotten, at the
exactly,
least, right?
Yeah,
the world hasn't forgotten. So now the actual appeal process begins. They're allowed to move forward with that. Do we have any idea of a timeline of how long that could take? Is it really talking months, years?
Yeah, so I imagine it'll be before the summer. Yeah, so before the August break, you know, in the next few months. I think they're trying to move it along quite quickly now. So I would expect that we'll get there in the next couple of months. But then, even if Julian wins, then there's an opportunity to appeal to the Supreme Court from the US side. So prosecutors can appeal to the Supreme Court. So, you know, by that time, the whole legal process is over in the UK again. I imagine you're looking at next year. And I think that sort of suits the status quo in that the Biden administration and the DOJ, who are under extreme amount of political pressure at the moment for what's happening domestically, they don't want a huge freedom of expression, freedom of speech case here. before the election.
Exactly, before the election. Well, I was telling you before we started that I was in the Maryland military courtroom when then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, was sentenced, and just been, you know, following this whole saga for some years, and both, I'd say, benefited as an activist, as a human being who cares about the state of the world, but also as an independent journalist, using the work that Weeklys has been involved in, and obviously Julian has been involved in. So I just, you know, allow myself to be another person saying thank you to your brother and for the efforts you're putting in for raising awareness, and we continue to fight every day and push for him to be freed as soon as possible.
Yeah, sweet.
So,
thanks, Derek.
Thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
And one more. Where can everybody continue to support?
Action.AssangeCampaign.org. Action.AssangeCampaign.org. You can sign petitions on there, take other actions for Congress, donate. So it's all on there.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Cheers.